Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to fellowship in the presence of the Lord. Today is the 19th, the month of August 2025. It's a beautiful Saturday. And I would like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven that says, avoid leakages, avoid leakages. Our aim for today is taken from Imp 31, yield not to temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Jeremiah chapter 18 to chapter 21, and our memory verse is taken from Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. Songs of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15, which says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoils the vine, for our vines have tender grapes. Our Bible reading is taken from Judges chapter 16 from verse 1 to 21. Judges chapter 16 from verse 1 to 21. From verse 1 it reads, one day Samson went to Gaza where he saw a prostitute. He went in to spend the night with her. The people of Gaza were told, Samson is here. So they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the city gate. They made no move during the night, saying, Adon will kill him. But Samson lay there only until the middle of the night. Then he got up and took hold of the door of the city gate together with the two posts and tore them loose, bar and all. He lifted them to his shoulders and carried them up to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the city of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, see if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him so we may tie him down and subdue him. Each of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, tell me the secret of your strength and how you can be tied up and subdued. Samson answered her, if anyone ties me with 7 fresh bowstrings that have not been dried, I will become as weak as any other man. Then the rulers of the Philistines brought her 7 fresh bowstrings that had not been dried, and she tied him with them. With men eating in the room, she called him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. But he snapped the bowstrings as easily as a piece of string. snaps when it comes close to flame. So the secret of his strength was not discovered. Then Delilah said to Samson, you have made a fool of me. You lied to me. Come now, tell me how you can be tied. He said, if anyone ties me securely with new ropes that have never been used, I will become as weak as any other man. So Delilah took new ropes and tied him with them. Then with men eating in the room, she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. But he snapped the ropes off his hands as if they were thread. Delilah then said to Samson, all this time you have been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me how you can be tied, he replied. If you weave the 7 braids of my hair into fabric, in a loom and tighten it with a pin. It will become as weak as any other man. So while he was sleeping, Delilah took the 7 braids of his head, wove them into fabric and tightened it with a pin. Again she called to him, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke from his sleep and pulled up the pin and the loom with the fabric. Then she said to him, "How can you say I love you when you won't confide in me? This is the 3rd time you have made a fool of me and haven't told me the secret of your strength." With such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was sick to death of it. So he told her everything. "No razor has ever been on my head," he said, "because I have been a Nazarite dedicated to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me and I would become as weak as any other man." Then when Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines, "Come back once more. He has told me everything." So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in hand. After putting him in sleep on her lap, she called for someone to shave off his the seven braids of hair, and so began to subdue him, and his strength left him. Then she called Samson, "The Philistines are upon you." He awoke from his sleep and thought, "I'll go out as before and shake myself free." But then he did not know that the Lord has left him. Then the Philistines seized him, gouged out his eyes, took him down to Gaza, binding him with the bronze shackles. They set him to grinding grains in the prison. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic is avoid leakages. Our manual today reads, "Over the past few days, I have been discussing being filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. If a person can be filled, it then means there is a possibility of being empty. Talking about the possibility of emptiness brings me to the possibility of leakages. There are various ways to empty a container. One is to pour all its contents out at once, and another could be to puncture the container so that the content begins to leak until it is totally drained. Most times when Satan wants to attack a believer who is full of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't launch in all out to attack. The devil is wary of the impact of the anointing. Therefore, when he wants to attack such believers, he looks for subtle ways to empty them of the anointing. He looks for little cracks in their lives that he can exploit to cause them to lose the anointing gradually until they become empty. Then he strikes. Believers who toy with sin will first experience the leakage of the anointing, and if they do not repent, it ultimately leads to death, like we see in Romans 6 verse 23. A believer might still be functioning in the gifts of the Spirit, but if he or she is involved in secret sins, the anointing will begin to leak. The problem with leakage from a container is that the time it is discovered is usually when the remaining content has become too little to be useful, or when the container is totally empty. By then, it is already late. When Samson said, "I will arise and go out as before," like we see in Judges 16 verse 20, he didn't know that the anointing had departed from him. The discovery that the anointing is gone often happens when the devil has achieved his goal and it can only take the special grace of God for a believer to be restored. Romans chapter 13 verse 11 to 12 says, "It is high time to wake out of sleep. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light." Beloved, if you have been toying with sin, this is the time to wake up. those toying with sin are courting destruction. Nobody may know what you are doing in secret, but God knows, and you can be sure that the devil knows too. Solomon spoke about little foxes that spoils the vine in today's memory verse. If you have been committing secret sins, please deal with them now before they destroy you. Today's open album comes to the key point that says secret sin will cause a leakage of the anointing and eventually destroy a believer. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again as we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.